Hey, it's me, Richie T, and as we continue to learn more and find out the bands that you should be watching at the 2013 Warped Tour, I've got on the phone with me right now Grant. He is from the band Gold House. Thank you for joining me, Grant.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, Grant, where are you calling me from?
I'm in the Chicago suburbs currently.
Oh, yeah. Which suburb?
Spring Grove.
Okay. We just lost this interview. There. You probably are going to want to talk about your band, but now I just want to talk about Chicago.
It's all good.
How much do you love Chicago? Be honest.
Oh, maybe on a scale to 10, like a 20.
Seriously. I only lived there, and I don't know if you even can count it living there for like 6 weeks. And
yeah.
I fell in love with that city.
Do you live downtown?
No, I lived out in Bucktown.
Okay, right on.
And enjoyed the delicious food there. And,
one of my favorite restaurants is in Bucktown.
Tell me.
Native Foods.
Okay.
It's like an all-vegan restaurant.
Oh, you're one of those? Are you one of those?
I am.
Is it sort of cliche, or do you feel like you're just being real and true to who you are by being one of those?
I'm not vegan, I'm vegetarian, but I've been vegetarian for like 6 years, so even before I got into music. So, I started it. When I got into music, like after high school, I like got really just kind of unhealthy, and it was just like writing music constantly at like 4 a.m. and then eating terrible food. And so becoming vegetarian is kind of one of those things that just kind of got me on track food-wise and health-wise, and I discovered vegetables. So.
What are these things?
Yeah, exactly.
So you'd work till like 4 in the morning, and then what? Like have a big old steak or what?
I can't even tell you what. Anything. It was like cutting out meat was just kind of one of those things. It's like everything. I realized that all the bad foods that I've been eating, and it just kind of it wasn't like due to meat, but I had like all my favorite foods were like meat products, and so I was like, well, hey. If I just tell myself I can't eat any of those, it'll force me to, like, eat better, I guess.
And that's when my music turned really dark. There was a depression time for a while. Where I... so what else about Chicago? Have you guys ever played some of the, like, historic venues there in Chicago?
Yeah. I guess it was not quite a year ago. Like, last August, we played... We headlined House of Blues.
Oh man!
In Chicago, we've played Metro, which is a really awesome venue, and like right across from Wrigley Field. So
yeah, no, I know where the Metro is. This is a admission of whatever. These guys are cool, and they're also from Chicago as well. I went and saw the Plain White Tees.
Okay, yeah, I know Tom pretty well.
Cool, over at the Metro, and seeing them at a home show. At the Metro, I just was like, yep, okay. If I died, you know, some way getting back to the L tonight, that's fine. That's fine by me.
Yeah, no, Metro is an awesome venue. And then, you know, we've played pretty much everything else. besides some of the real big ones, like we've yet to play, like Congress Theater and stuff like that. But
so
it's like thousands of people. We're not quite there yet, but hopefully.
No, you will be. You will be. Because, and I love this, I went to find out a little bit more about you guys. I went to iamgoldhouse.com, and I love this introduction. So I'm going to read it. People can find it if they go to that website, but I'll just read it for you because I thought this was pretty good. In the About section, it says, Gold House is not a band, artist, or any other form of inferior music. Gold House is a way of life. Gold House is not meant for boring people. Only your healthcare provider and you can decide if Gold House is right for you. Ask your healthcare provider if your heart is healthy enough for you to listen to Gold House. Side effects may include hearing loss, the uncontrollable urge to set things on fire, partying hard, short-term memory loss, sudden pelvic thrust, random acts of deviance, and nudity. Gold House is not responsible for any legal actions taken as a result of listening to Gold House. Mixing alcohol or other substances with Gold House will result in unruly dancing and blacking out. If you think Gold House is right for you, you're probably a winner. If not, take a hike, loser. I thought that was great.
Thanks. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, kind of what we go for. You know, it's definitely turn it up loud, you know, feel-good music. And that's, you know, kind of what we preach, you know, just having fun and enjoying enjoying the moment, I guess.
Yeah. It's definitely a clever about, but the only thing that is hard for me is then I want to go, all right, well, Grant, where is Grant going to be from? What are we going to be talking about as far as, you know what I'm saying? Like, how long have these guys been together? You know, some of that kind of stuff.
And obviously you can, that's just on our website, but there's another bio somewhere on that website, I believe, that will actually give you some more background info about me and whatever.
Well, I don't want to look, so just tell me.
I started into music in a different, like, I guess, project, and it was called Breathe Electric at the time, and we actually played on the 2010 Warped Tour. And I kind of, you know, went along the way with that, and then kind of grew up quite a bit through that whole project, and kind of got to a point, I guess, last like February, where I really felt that, you know, what I was doing with Breathe Electric didn't really sum up where I was as an artist, and so I created Gold House, and have kind of been just plugging away with that. I'm currently working on my second EP, so.
When you say you kind of grew up, what do you mean? Like, it was like, you didn't know what to expect, or, you know, what does that mean? That's kind of a vague term to me. I grew up. Is it like, I couldn't stand those guys anymore? I didn't want to party anymore?
Well, I mean, both Breathe Electric and Gold House are both, like, solo projects. It's just me, and then I have a live band that plays with me live.
Yeah, you got to have guys that tour with you, right?
Yeah, okay. They tour with me.
So that's, I mean, it's a single project, but okay. That's splitting hairs in terms. I get you.
Yeah. And so, I mean, cause I do all the writing and I do all the, you know, I'm doing all the production on this new EP. And then, so I guess what I mean by growing up with Breathe Electric is I started Breathe Electric back in, you know, in the MySpace days where, I was in my college dorm room at the time, and I started writing songs and not really expecting, you know, to really get into music. It was more I was in college for pre-med to be a dentist.
Really?
And I started doing music, and people started to really respond to it. And so, you know, in those first couple of years, was just me kind of discovering who I was as an artist and what kind of music I wanted to make. So if you had time to go back through the, you know, many, many songs I put out, you'll see just a huge gap of difference between the first stuff and then the latest stuff. So I kind of wanted to, with Gold House, just start with a clearer vision in mind and, you know, a better focus for what I wanted to go for.
Cool. Let's talk about that for a minute, though. Your parents, you're away at college. Where were you going to school for pre-med?
Northern Illinois.
Okay, so you're up in Northern Illinois, and you're like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to go be a dentist. And then you go away to school. And then you're like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to be in a band. Were they like, wait, our son, the dentist, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were surprised that I was going for school for that anyway. I don't know why. I still think it would be cool to be a dentist. I don't know if I could handle like the 10 years of school it would take.
Right.
So they, I came back from school cause I hated it. I was just, like I said, sitting in my dorm room writing music. And so I didn't really make a whole lot of friends there and just was kind of miserable. So I originally just told them, I was like, hey, I'm going to come home. I'm going to go to community college and, you know, kind of work on music on the side. And then slowly it became music was the overwhelming, I don't know, factor that I wanted to do. So I finally dropped out of community college. And my dad is a musician and went to college for, like, classical piano performance. So he has a real job, but, well, I shouldn't say real job. But, and you know what I mean? He has a, you know, 9-to-5, but he still does music and all that stuff. So they're really supportive because they're used to it. You know what I mean? So it's been really good, and I'm definitely lucky to have support. So
how do you take the step? Because like in my mind, I think logically, I go, okay, you know what, dentist, that's something that, you know, everybody has teeth and that's something that's always going to be there. And, you know, almost safety in that, although it's 10 years of school and maybe it's going to be a miserable 10 years, you go, you know, I do the time, I get the degree, then I become a dentist. Whereas this gamble of doing music, it's like, man, the kids love this right now, but in 5 years, are they still going to love this? Or is anyone ever going to love this?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not the safe bet. It's definitely very competitive and, you know, something everybody, you know, wants to do.
So how did you do it? How did you go, I'm done and let's do it?
It was one semester, and I did really, really terribly in classes because I just wasn't going. I was just sitting at home and working on music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was kind of like, you know what? This is a waste of money because I'm not even going to class, you know? So I might as well actually just give it a shot full time at doing music. And it's been great. You know, I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, not to be cliche, but you only live once.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well do something that you truly love doing. And I love, you know, playing music, writing music, and performing it. So, you know, I can't think of a better way to spend my years on this planet.
Where does the name Goldhouse come from?
It doesn't really come from anywhere.
Where'd you get it?
I wanted something, like, big and something that kind of represented the music, I guess. You know, it's not house music, but it kind of is very dancey, and just I wanted something that was kind of mysterious and very large, which is why it's always in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of pulled it out of nowhere.
Where, if people wanted to follow or find you, or actually, let me ask you this. If there was one song that would kind of, if people are like, you know what, I'll give this guy, Grant, a one shot. I'm going to give him a one and done. Maybe I'll like it. Maybe I won't like it. What's the song that they need to check out?
I think probably Last One You Love.
Your phone cut out a little bit. Is Last One You Love?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, if you just go on YouTube and, you know, type in Goldhouse, that should be like the first one that comes up. So
nice.
Pretty easy to find and pretty, I don't know, explains what we're all about. So.
Okay. Well, now tell people where they can follow and find and all that stuff that you have to do.
Yeah, it's all, you know, Twitter. It's just at Goldhouse. And then I think most of the other sites are /IamGoldhouse because Goldhouse was taken. So.
Hmm. Is it by someone that you can, when you make it huge, you can be like, I'll give you thousands of dollars for your name? Is it like, or is it some business in, you know, the southern part of the United States that's like, we supply gold toy houses?
I think Facebook /Goldhouse is a like a gold exchange like place.
Oh. So,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it from them, but maybe one day.
You can join Grant and Goldhouse at the 2013 Warped Tour. It's going to be here in Utah at the Utah State Fair Parks on Saturday, June 29th. Tickets are available at SmithTix or online at smithstix.com. Thanks for spending some time with us, Grant.